Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I always like to take a moment and thank my faithful listeners for joining me. As always, my goal is to give you new and interesting information to help you promote your health naturally. And I want to thank anyone who's joining me for the first time. This is Healing Our World. My background as a layperson is I've been researching vaccines now for over 33 years. I'm an international speaker on the dangers of vaccines. I've also been studying natural health, and I learn every day more and more about how to understand this incredibly complex body that we have. It's a never-ending process of learning, and I have a great program scheduled for you today. I encourage you to get out your paper and pen. You're going to want to take some notes. I have a physician on today, and we're going to be talking about people who are literally allergic to their world around them. The program is called Mold, Methylation, and Madness. And so, but before we get into that, I just was recently on Fox 2 News in Detroit. I flew in last Sunday morning. I was on Fox 2 News, a program called Let It Rip. And I was invited on because there's a woman here in Michigan who's a political journalist who basically wrote an article saying that we have to close the loopholes here in Michigan for any child to get into school without vaccines. And those of you who know me, I raised my children in Michigan. I lived in Michigan for many years. And basically, I believe that this is not something we should let happen. So I was invited to come to Michigan and get on this program called Let It Rip. And you can look it up, Fox 2 News, Detroit. Hello, I'm back. Apparently, we had some kind of power outage. I lost all of my power. Please forgive me. I was right in the middle of introducing my program, and now I don't even... I tell you what, when these things happen, you just never know when they're going to happen, and we're going to just move on. I'm just trying to pull up my computer completely right now. Again, as whenever we're remotely like this, it's very difficult to have control over all of these things. Anyway, before I left the program, I was talking about Fox 2 News Let It Rip program last Sunday at 9:30. You can Google it. You can hear me on there talking about how important it is to maintain our rights. I think we're going to be going to a station break here in just a minute. And then when we come back from that station break, I will get into more detail about my guest today. But please forgive me. These things happen, and it throws my whole game off here on my end. But I shall recover. And when we come back from the break, we'll get right back into the program, talk about my guest today. And just please stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is Healing Our World, and I am your host, Mary Toko. And again, I want to apologize for that power glitch. In radio land, when these things happen, we never know when they're coming, and it's, you just have to recover and go forward, and that's what we're doing today. I also would like to mention that I am back in Michigan today because this week I have three lectures that I'm going to be doing across the state of Michigan. I guess all of this conversation about making it mandatory to vaccinate your children or they can't go to school has raised a lot of controversy, and I'm going to do my very best to make sure that we in Michigan maintain our three exemptions that we have. Currently, we have a philosophical, religious, and medical. And as you know, the medical exemption is almost useless. Very rarely do physicians ever exempt a child from getting vaccines. And so really all we have left are the philosophical and religious ones with which to stand on. And I don't want to lose them. So I'm back here. I'm going to be speaking in Lansing, Michigan, Saturday, March 8th. Before that, I will be in Livonia, Michigan on Thursday, March 6th, and back in Clinton Township on March 5th. And when I get done, I will return back to Charleston, which is now where I live. I think I might have mentioned I moved to Charleston to help my daughter, Dr. Renee Hunter, and her husband, Dr. Matthew Hunter, integrate their office into a physical medicine and chiropractic clinic. And so that's where I work now, which is really hitting the dirt and seeing how sick people are in this country, seeing how many problems they have, and most importantly, seeing how allopathic medicine has failed miserably to help these people out. And so I believe this is the model, the healthcare model of the future, physical medicine, where we are going to truly find out what's going on in these people internally. Anyway, my guest today, we're going to be talking about some of this, because this is very, very important that people out there who are sick, who are seeking ways to heal their body, must understand that, you know, drugs and surgery are necessary in times, but they're not the answer. And my guest today is Dr. Tim Jackson. His website is healyourbody.org. And his story started over 15 years ago as a pre-med student interested in understanding how to truly heal the body. You see, he received his degree, his undergraduate degree in health and science and chemistry from Wakefield University in 2003, which is now 11 years ago. He completed his doctorate in physical therapy from the Medical University of South Carolina in 2009, realizing that manual therapy and orthopedic care helped only some of the patients. He began to study functional and environmental medicine, as well as digestive health, in an effort to help those people around him achieve wellness. He is educated in nutritional biochemistry, digestive health, and its systemic effect, as well as functional endocrinology. He recently completed the spine portion of his active release technique methodology, a system that addresses musculoskeletal trigger points and helps to expedite the healing process. As you know, I have two daughters who are chiropractors, and they come from a long line of chiropractors, and we understand the important role of the spine as well as all of the muscle, the relationship between the spine and muscles in healing. Anyway, he intended on going to medical school for his MD, but somehow he got into strength training and nutrition during his undergrad and became interested in what would later become known as functional medicine. But while in graduate school, like most graduates, he was burning his candle at both ends, working several part-time jobs and keeping a perfect GPA when he really got sick. He was dealing with a lot of symptoms that had him concerned, such as fatigue, insomnia, joint pain, decreased libido, inability to recover from exercise, constipation, and frequent stomach problems. And he spent the last 2 years of undergrad trying to find someone to help him. And while growing up, his parents relied on mainstream medicine, which I refer to as allopathic medicine. And like most kids, and even kids today, he was prescribed antibiotics like candy. And he discovered that the place to begin was the gut, which is where we digest our food. It's where our immune system lives. And he began seeing specialists in different areas of functional medicine and noticed that every doctor wanted to hyper-focus on something different. One would focus on heavy metals or candida, and others were on other things. There was a lot of lab work involved. And while all of it helped him, what he learned over the next few years was that unraveling his health issue was very complicated. and was not just a gut issue. He spent the next 5 years of his life working on his gut health while finishing his graduate school. He got rid of the bad candida, the bacteria. He added probiotics and restored his stomach acid and bile salts to optimum levels. But he was still having diarrhea, alternating with constipation, which many physicians call, basic spastic colitis. That's what I suffered from when I was 18, from the years of 18 to about 25. In 2008, he did his first stool test, and I know this is talking personal, but this is his story, and you must understand that he has healed himself by understanding what's going on in his body. But he did his first stool test and found a positive 3 on a scale from 0 to 4 under the yeast fungal section labeled taxonomy unavailable. Anyway, that typically suggested that somewhere he had ingested mold, so he began working on detoxing the mold. After 2 years of work and little success, he discovered that he had a dreaded genotype. And we're going to talk about what that means, because I suspect that maybe up to a quarter to even a third of our population have this dreaded genotype, which makes it difficult to detoxify mold. And so you end up absorbing it. They end up living in your body, causing all kinds of serious health concerns. And then he also discovered that he had Lyme disease. And most likely he got it before college. I believe, based on my 33 years of research, that Lyme disease is coming also via the vaccinations that are developed on animal tissues. And so millions and millions of people suffer with Lyme disease that is undiagnosed. So today we're going to talk about all of the different parts of the puzzle that he went through. And you see, many people like Dr. Tim have gone before us and have learned the hard way. They have learned to seek and heal their own bodies. And so they can save thousands of people like many of you who are suffering from, you know, that he can save you years and years of suffering and trial and error and pain because they know firsthand how to heal themselves. And now, Dr. Tim, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Healing Our World. Are you there? Is Dr. Tim there? Hello? Okay, I can't hear him. Something's going on. Not really sure what's going on. Is he still over in Skype 1? Or is he in Skype 2? Okay, he dropped because he didn't know if I was coming back again. Anyway, that was a wonderful long introduction, and hopefully he'll join us. But I know people personally who are going through a variety of symptoms and are trying to unravel in their own life what is going on. The results, when people have the inability to detox mold, the results are absolutely devastating. And I suspect that there are some people in my very close core circle who are dealing with this and have not quite identified it. There are specific tests that we must do to understand whether or not it is a mold issue. And so when we get Dr. Tim back on, he's going to identify with us what some of these tests are, what they look like, and we'll talk more about his story. So anyway, my producer will let me know. Kurt, awesome. Dr. Tim, thank you for coming back.
Oh, hey, Mary, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
We had a power glitch, and I lost all power here, and it took me a while to get back in. But thank you. I've done your introduction already. I'm sure my listening audience is really anxious to find out what you have to share with us today. I talked a little bit about how some people do not have the ability to address and identify mold. But guess what? I hear music. We're going to go to a short break, Dr. Tim.
Okay.
And then let's get back into it right when we get back. So stay tuned.
Perfect.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Healing Our World, and I am your host, Mary Toko. My guest today is Dr. Tim, and we are talking about the dreaded genotype. We're going to get right into it, Dr. Tim. We've lost so much time. But his website is healyourbody.org, and his Facebook page, I encourage you to go like it, by the same name, healyourbody, all one word, .org. And as I told everybody, you have been in the process of healing your own body for many, many years. And to me, I think it comes with so much credibility when the doctor first has to heal his own body and then he can help others heal. And you've unraveled a lot of what goes on in this body to get you sick. What is the dreaded genotype that probably was at the very core of why you were getting so sick?
So the dreaded genotype, it's one of the different types of HLAs in the body, which stands for human leukocyte antigen. So we have, you know, probably over 100, maybe even more than that, different molecules on our cell surface that help us to recognize different immune substances, bind to them, and excrete them out of the body. The dreaded genotype in particular is a test that can be done through LabCorp or Quest that tells you how well or not so well that you may or may not be able to excrete biotoxins.
Okay,
so a biotoxin would be anything from mold, any type of mold. It could be any species of mold and their mycotoxins, or also the metabolites from lime, the lime spirochete. So those are both considered to be biotoxins. And what they do when they're in our body, normally if you don't have the dreaded genotype, your body's immune system will bind to them and you excrete them through the stool and through the urine. If you have one of these dreaded genotypes, they stick around in the body. They like to get into the fatty tissue, especially in the gallbladder, the liver, and in the nervous system, and they disrupt every other system in the body, from suppressing the immune system to decreasing blood flow to the brain. So there's actually, you can see on SPECT scans of the brain, decreased blood flow to different areas, especially the frontal lobe. They create large amounts of inflammation that cause weight gain or difficulty losing weight. And they interfere with a lot of your hormones, one in particular called alpha MSH or alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone. And that hormone helps to protect our mucous membranes, especially the gut lining. It also is responsible for controlling inflammation and helping us sleep. So you can see how these mycotoxins from mold can really disrupt every system in your body if you're not able to excrete them.
Okay, let's just summarize what you said. First of all, if you have a genetic, you called it a dreaded genotype. So this is a genetic problem that you're born with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we understand now that it is passed down through, you know, the genes, obviously. It is nothing that you can really do about it because it is a genetic malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have this genetic or dreaded genotype, you will never know it until you're really sick, and then you have to kind of – and you said that there's a test done through LabCorp or Quest.
Right, yes, so it's one of the HLA tests. I forget the specific code for it, but if you go to Dr. Shoemaker, who's one of the mold experts, his website is moldwarriors.com. There should be able to find the LabCorp and Quest codes to have that test done.
And I encourage everybody who suspects that they have an underlying problem that they're not getting resolved to do this. It's amazing how invasive this is in our society. What are the statistics? Do you know, Dr. Tim, of how many people are suffering with this dreaded genotype?
About 25% of the population will have some form of the dreaded genotype. So I believe there's five different ones. I have the most severe one. And, you know, if you don't have one of those dreaded genotypes, you know, even if you're in a moldy building, you may notice some signs and symptoms like fatigue or brain fog, but for the most part, you'll be okay. But if you have one of the dreaded genotypes, you'll tend to have disrupted sleep, severe weight gain, extreme fatigue. You know, you may not even have the energy to walk from one room to the next in your house. And severe mood swings and personality changes.
And I do believe maybe some panic attacks could be that, severe anxiety, many other things in the brain can happen as a result as well, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And so if you have the dreaded genotype and you're exposed to mycotoxins, you know, there's really one of three ways that you can go about getting rid of them. One is through a process called a lipid exchange protocol, which really involves taking large amounts of a supplement called phosphatidylcholine. And what the phosphatidylcholine does is it essentially helps to kind of flush the mycotoxins out of the body. So, you know, the first step should always be reduce your exposure to wherever you're exposed to these mycotoxins from. And then the second step would be to get them out of the body. One of those ways being using a lipid exchange protocol. And the other two ways, there are two medications out there that are actually cholesterol medications, but they can be used off-label to help bind up these mycotoxins. And those are Welchol and cholestyramine. They essentially bind up the mycotoxins at a place in the gallbladder called the sphincter of Oddi, and help you excrete them out the body through the stool.
I am very excited to learn about this, and I'll tell you why. I personally see people every day that are working very hard to regain their health. And they've gone through many, many different things, to a lot of different testing. They've dealt with maybe yeast and fungal infections. They've dealt with rebuilding the gut probiotically. They're doing enemas. They're doing all kinds of things to cleanse the liver. They're doing all kinds of things, and they still are struggling. And I believe that this could be the very thing that they have not uncovered in their own life. And so if you have this dreaded genotype, and if you are finding yourself suffering with some of these problems, this test must be done, because if you don't do this test, you'll never get to the very core of what is going on in your body. And because these mycotoxins, or this mold, loves the fat in the body, if they get into the brain, that's where they cause the most trouble.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, that can take a while to get the mycotoxins out of the body. And the problem is that, you know, people assume that if they have a mold problem that they would be able to see the mold or smell the mold, but that's typically only the black mold. You know, there's several hundred species of mold that are equally dangerous that you typically wouldn't see, that might be underneath the carpet or hardwood floors, behind the walls in your house. And if you live in a state where there's high humidity, like the southeastern United States, the Pacific Northwest, you know, you're especially predisposed to having mold overgrowth in your home. And the way that houses are built today, you know, there's the push towards energy efficiency. And that typically does not allow for a very good exchange of outdoor and indoor air. And you end up with mycotoxins inside, and there's no other types of mycotoxins to compete to prevent them from growing. So it's really sort of a breeding ground for mold.
Now, I understand, Dr. Tim, that there is a urine test that can be done. Only a couple labs offer it in the United States that will identify the mycotoxins that are in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe that test at all? I mean, is this something you're familiar with?
Yeah, there's a few different labs. The one I'm most familiar with is called Real Time Labs. And so, you know, they measure your urine. I'm not sure if it's a 12-hour, 24-hour output to see, you know, the different types of mycotoxins, ochratoxins, et cetera, that you may be excreting. The problem is that one of the top mold MDs that I'm familiar with, he says that some of the people who are most toxic with mold will have a very low reading on that test because they're not able to excrete them. So sometimes having a test where there's, you know, very little mold being excreted may give you a false sense of security.
And that is exactly what just happened to somebody I know who's dealing with this. The mold test came back negative. And what we're doing now, and you might even talk a little bit about this, we're doing some glutathione, because I understand that the glutathione will pull the mold out so that it can be excreted and picked up, you know, obviously in a test. But that people might even be taking things that binds the mold so they're not able to release it.
Yeah, so the glutathione, my understanding, it certainly helps because, one, you know, it calms down inflammation. But, two, it will mobilize mycotoxins from the tissues and take it to the liver and the gallbladder. But if you have the dreaded genotype, glutathione won't be enough. You'll need one of those, either the lipid exchange protocols or one of those prescription medications to help the glutathione. So the glutathione takes the mold from the tissues to the gallbladder, and then you need a binder to take it the rest of the way out of the body.
Now, if it's for testing purposes, it'd be best not to do a binder, though, right? I'm just trying to make sure people understand that to get the test done, if it comes back negative and you still suspect, then it's probably a good idea to do some glutathione. How long do you think, and hold your thought there, we're going to take a short break, but how long would somebody do the glutathione before getting retested
sure.
to try to free up and mobilize some of that mold? We'll be back in just a moment.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Healing Our World, and we're getting down to the end of the program here, and Dr. Tim Jackson is joining me. We are going to get him back on the show. We just ran out of so much time. We didn't nearly cover what I wanted to cover today, and this is such an important topic because he also has Lyme disease. I'm assuming you're in the recovery process right now for Lyme disease, Dr. Tim?
Yeah, so I figured out that I hadn't tested positive for it in 2011, 98% over it, And so, you know, Lyme and mold toxicity go hand in hand. So learning about those two together was very helpful.
And, you know, I've been to three major Lyme disease conferences, two in the States and one in Germany. And it is true that Lyme disease, mold illnesses, autism, and everything in between are all, much of the protocol for treating these are, is very similar. So the bottom line is when we understand how the body got sick, we can then begin to reverse that process, and many of the methods are similar. But is it okay, Dr. Tim, if we take a phone call?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I know we haven't talked about a lot today, but let's just, we have a Dr. Palma on line one. Welcome to the program, Dr. Palma. Are you there? Hello? I guess we might have lost him. I don't know what happened to him, but we're not getting him. But I want to just mention again your Facebook page is Heal Your Body, as well as your website. And I know that you're very actively writing on blogs. You do a tremendous amount of writing and literature over the Internet that people can get a hold of. What is the best way for people to contact you?
They can contact me through my website at healyourbody.org. Or my email is drdrtim072981@gmail.com.
So what are some of the main symptoms? If you suspect somebody is suffering with mold toxicity, what would you say the main symptoms are? And you obviously went through a lot to figure it out in your own life. What type of doctors did you see? And how did you get to the diagnosis eventually?
Well, I saw lots of, you know, quote-unquote integrative doctors, but, you know, when I started this journey, say, 10 or so years ago, integrative and functional medicine wasn't nearly as popular or accessible as it is now. The mold issue I basically figured out on my own by lots of reading and studying. And as far as testing goes, you know, we talked about the urine test, but there are several blood markers, such as alpha MSH, complement 3A, complement 4A, that you can also check for. But as far as symptoms of mold, it can be anything from severe brain fog to joint pain. Mold tends to affect the smaller joints, while Lyme tends to affect the larger joints, like the hip and the knee. Skin issues, and alternating constipation and diarrhea, along with, you know, potentially brain fog, like I mentioned, but also memory issues.
Okay, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking about all this. Imagine children who, unfortunately, might have the genetic problem that we talked about earlier, and they go in and get vaccinations, the dreaded genotype, as you said.
Right.
Imagine how these children are affected, and we always wonder, when children go and get, you know, 38 vaccines the first couple of years of life, some children do really well and there are no outward signs of toxicity. And, of course, we don't know the long term, but the short term, they don't seem to have the same problems. Other children regress into full-blown autism or Asperger's or have attention deficit or food allergies and other things like this. I'm just curious, the next 10 years, what we're going to learn about how this dreaded genotype is affecting this whole generation of children and why we have so many children with autism related to that.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. I think that has to do with the dreaded genotype, but also with, and we can talk about this more in another show, but MTHFR and GSTM, some of the polymorphisms that affect your ability to manufacture glutathione. And if you can't manufacture glutathione, you're going to have a difficult time, you know, excreting mold and heavy metals as well.
Well, we do have just a couple minutes, and you mentioned MTHFR, and this is something that I think a lot of people are very interested in. There's a lot of new information about it. Can you take a few minutes and describe that whole process?
Sure. So MTHFR stands for methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase. It's an enzyme that converts folic acid into methylfolate being the active form. So we have over 100 different reactions in the body that collectively are referred to as methylation. And those reactions are responsible for everything from creating glutathione to creating some of your T cells, your helper and suppressor T cells, to also helping with the manufacture of serotonin and dopamine. So you can see how it affects many different systems of the body. And if you have one copy or two copies of MTHFR, it means that enzyme does not work as well. So if you are exposed to folic acid, either in supplements or foods fortified with it, it will build up in the bloodstream, and it can negatively impact the immune system by lowering your natural killer cells. And it can also predispose females to losing babies early on in the pregnancy process. So typically what I see is, you know, OBGYNs will often test women for MTHFR, and if they're positive, they give them folic acid. But the whole point of understanding MTHFR is that if you have it, you cannot process folic acid. It builds up in the body and leads to a lot of detrimental effects. So those people need to supplement with methylfolate or methyl tetrahydrofolate, which most of the supplement companies are using now, along with B12, because those are the two major players in the methylation cycle.
Imagine that, all these years of giving women folic acid while they're pregnant, and there's always going to be a subset group of mothers out there who cannot process it,
right?
That don't have the ability to, and unknowingly end up with it built up in the body, causing negative effects.
Exactly.
Everything seems so complicated. I can remember when I'm in my 50s and I had 5 children. When I got pregnant, we didn't think of any of this. I didn't take a single supplement while I was pregnant. I ate well. I was into macrobiotics. I, of course, didn't drink or smoke. I took really good care of my body. But we didn't have to think about any of this. And in one generation, it seems as though the humankind has gotten so sick, and there are so many genetic problems and environmental problems now that moms who are pregnant really need to know if or not they can break down folic acid in the body before they take it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, if you eat conventional foods, especially grains, they're going to be fortified with folic acid. And, even if you're taking methylfolate and B12, if you have that additional folic acid, it can still really wreak havoc on your body.
And how does this affect? Do we have any information on how it will affect the unborn child?
Well, what we know is that there's a strong correlation or a large percentage of kids on the autism spectrum with MTHFR. So I know your main interest is vaccines, and there's a whole area out there called adversonomics where they found that kids with MTHFR and GSTM and some of these other polymorphisms are more likely to have vaccine reactions because, you know, what's the one aspect or portion of society that we don't vaccinate? People who are HIV positive. Why? Because they have immune system imbalances. Well, if you test people, especially newborns, who have MTHFR and some of these other polymorphisms, they also have immune imbalances. So if they would check the immune markers beforehand, they would realize that they also have the immune imbalances that predispose them to having negative reactions to vaccines.
And we also know that infants are completely compromised at birth because their immune system is totally underdeveloped. I mean, they're brand new. And to think that we as society are not testing children before we're throwing all these vaccines into them, to me, is criminal. It's borderline criminal.
I agree.
Well, Dr. Tim, thank you. We're going to get you back on. I'm going to call you and see if we can't get you back on the middle of March.
Okay, great.
I want to thank you for joining me, and sorry about that glitch. And folks,
no
remember,
worry.
Yes, we'll get back in touch with you. And I'm so glad that you're going to be coming to, you know, moving closer to Charleston. We're going to have to get together and talk about how we can start healing some people out there in that area.
Sure, I'd be glad to. That would be great.
Very nice. Well, folks, thank you for joining me today. Remember, every day you have the choice to make yourself healthier by what you eat, by what you watch, by what you do, by how you believe, and how you think. So make this week a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
With finance.